This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The Trump Organization and its longtime finance chief each pleaded not guilty Thursday to tax crime charges, AP's Mike Gracia reports.
The Trump Organization and its chief financial officer have pleaded not guilty to tax crime charges in New York. Charges against the Trump Organization include conspiracy, grand larceny, and tax fraud. CFO Alan Weisselberg was arraigned one day after a grand jury returned an indictment charging him and the Trump Organization with tax crimes. The 73-year-old Weisselberg has worked for the Trump Company for decades. Former President Donald Trump was not charged. It is the first criminal case arising from a two-year investigation into the Trump Organization by the Manhattan District Attorney's Office. I'm Mike Rossio.
President Joe Biden on Thursday offered comfort to the grieving and federal support for the ongoing efforts to search for the missing and rebuild after last week's collapse of a high-rise condominium building along the Florida coastline. Biden, responding to what appeared to be the deadliest calamity of his young presidency, also met with first responders hunting for survivors amidst the rubble in Surfside. In a briefing with local leaders and first responders, Biden said he intends to provide financial assistance to Miami area governments affected by the collapse.
Tell me what you need. And that goes for both the senators and congresswomen and anyone in Florida just to pick up the phone and
Biden and his wife Jill arrived in Florida a week after the collapse of the 12-story Champlain Towers South beachfront condominium killed at least 18 people and left 145 missing. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The U.S. Supreme Court has upheld voting restrictions in the state of Arizona. We get more from AP's Ed Donahue.
The vote was 6-3. The court reversed a decision by a federal appeals court that said the measures disproportionately affect Black, Hispanic, and Native American voters in violation of a part of the landmark Voting Rights Act. Justice Samuel Alito wrote for the conservative majority, Arizona's interest in the integrity of elections justified the measures, and the changes don't affect minority voters enough to prove a violation of law. In a scathing dissent, Justice Elena Kagan wrote, the court has rewritten in order to weaken a statute that stands as a monument to America's greatness. This will set off new calls by Democrats to pass federal voting rights legislation. Ed Donahue, Washington.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on Thursday named Republican Representative Liz Cheney and seven Democrats to a new select committee to investigate the violent January 6th insurrection at the Capitol. In a news conference, Pelosi said the new committee would have House members from both parties.
So glad that Benny Thompson will be leading it for us, and so glad that it will be bipartisan from the start. We're proud that Liz Cheney has made the public statements that she has made and that she has agreed to join.
The House approved the panel on Wednesday over the objections of Republicans. The panel will investigate what went wrong around the Capitol when hundreds of supporters of then-President Donald Trump broke into the building, hunted for lawmakers, and interrupted the congressional certification of Democrat Joe Biden's election victory. Five people died as a result of the violence. Nigeria's parliament on Thursday voted to approve a long-delayed oil and gas law that aims to attract new foreign investment in the OPEC country's petroleum industry. The Petroleum Industry Bill, or PIB, had been under review in the National Assembly for nearly two decades, hamstrung by disagreements over how much revenue should go to local communities in oil-producing regions. The bill aims to provide a clearer framework and simplify taxes and royalties for oil companies working in Nigeria, which usually produces around 1.9 million barrels per day. The number of Americans applying for unemployment aid fell again last week to the lowest level since the pandemic struck last year, further evidence that the job market and the broader economy are rebounding rapidly from the coronavirus recession. Find more at our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.